Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, video games. Welcome once again to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo. With me as always,
Ben Van Ellen. Thank you for welcoming me into the show, Thomas. Joining us on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big, lovable lad. You'll all know him and remember him from the many, many appearances he's made on such shows as Filthy Casuals.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I tried to jump in with my name earlier.
Etc.
We all said, if you didn't know, facing the same direction on a couch.
Yes.
Like Friends? They do that on Friends.
Seinfeld, I think, is there?
Nah, the start of Friends. There's a couch out in front of that pond.
Oh, the pond. Yeah.
I'm holding an umbrella.
Yeah.
But is that intro canon in the show?
Yeah, did they do that one day?
This is a long-standing obsession of mine. intro music and also photo shoots for the TV shows where all the characters are just standing around hanging out together. Is this canon?
They're all running a train in bed in one of them, I think.
Yeah.
Did they all like go to a milkshake shop and the guy's like, you can have a milkshake, but I've only got one long glass and six straws, so it's up to you guys.
Mm.
Welcome to my horse riding camp. Now we've only got one horse left. We call him Limousine. He's the longest horse you ever seen.
But that day they all had when they got that couch and they dragged it out into the fountain.
Mm, yeah.
And then they all just played absolutely funny buggers in the fountain for God knows how long.
Where Ross like drank some and then spat it out and everyone was like, oh, what the fuck, Ross?
You have HIV now.
That's insane that you did that out of a New York fountain.
Mm. Yeah.
The worst city to drink out of a fountain, probably.
Absolutely.
Joey or Chandler, one of them's doing the Running Man at some point.
Yeah, that's
I remember,
right.
In the water.
They were now, just like, he was like just doing that thing when you move real slow.
Right.
And kind of dance as though it's a struggle for you. You know what I mean? You're like, oh. I feel like not Bruno Mars. He dances like it's easy.
Right. Bruno, the Sacha Baron Cohen character.
Yeah.
He dances like it's hard.
Two types of modern dance where either you dance as though nothing's happening. That's how they used to do it back in the day too. Big smile.
Oh, yeah.
23
yeah.
Skidoo. Here we go.
Yep.
My toes aren't bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, at some point, they dance with like their eyebrows furrowed and like, it was the hardest thing in the world.
Mm.
And that's the shit I love. It's honest.
Yeah.
Right.
So we are going to be beginning our live show in Sydney this weekend. We are going to be taking the audience to the nearest fountain and we're going to be doing a bit of a bloody intro, aren't we?
Yes.
Muck around in the water.
I reckon people will like it, but only enough to clap about four times.
Mm.
Clap,
yeah.
Friends.
Good shit.
The
good
show
shit.
We were talking about.
Yeah.
Boom. Boom. Do you reckon the Frasier intro was real? Did that cartoon blimp really fly over the city at any point?
Yeah, they should have written that into the show at one point.
Yeah.
Frasier just going, look at that, a cartoon blimp.
In the last episode, Frasier's like cooking and he's like, and I don't know what to do with Oyster salads and scrambled eggs. That would have been a nice little Easter egg for the fans.
That truly would be the most satisfying end to a series, justifying the beginning credits.
Yeah, yes.
That you've been watching for 10 years at this point. Oh, it was him singing in the kitchen.
I love that shit. If like Walter White had blown meth onto a chalkboard with all the elements on it, that sort of shit, make it happen.
Yeah, totally make it happen.
It's so lame.
So yes, this weekend in Sydney, July the 21st, if you are listening to this, hot off the presses. We're going to be there at the Lansdowne. Tickets now selling very quickly.
Yeah, they're
probably
almost
will
gone.
Be sold out by the time we get to the day.
Probably.
But try and buy them now, because if everyone doesn't try and buy them because they think it's sold out, you might get in still.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And they won't be sold out yeah. If you're in Sydney.
We'll have some standing room.
Yeah, available. We'll have some standing room door sales. It's apparently, you know, plenty of standing room, but there's only 80 seats. So if you want to sit down, buy tickets now.
Hop onto it. Yeah. And thank you to everyone who came out and saw us this weekend just gone in Melbourne.
Mm.
We've reached a unanimous decision.
Yes.
A fucking awful time. No, it was awesome. It was really good. It was sold out in the end.
It was an extremely loose show.
Mm.
And that's why it won't be recorded or released.
Mm.
Some things were said that you had to be in the room for.
Yeah.
Really fun times. Nox debuted a new character who we won't see again.
Yeah.
No, he's gone. It was a preacher who liked the Xbox, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't really paying attention, to be honest.
You'd had a couple of beers at that point.
Nah, I never do that.
But you were the most wild I've ever seen you.
Yes.
You went into some kind of fugue state up there.
I'm loving the riff at the moment.
Yeah. You were caught in the rifftide. You truly were.
Yeah.
I had a great time, and so did, I think, everyone who was there.
Mm.
It was really fun.
Yep. So that was, thanks to everyone who came out. Looking forward to doing it all again this weekend in Sydney.
We'll be repeating everything we said verbatim. The riffs will be the same. The ad-libs with the crowd, all the same. So you won't feel like you missed out on that Melbourne show.
I mean, you're joking, but that is kind of the dream.
Yes.
At putting up episodes that aren't released, doing live shows that aren't released as episodes. Because you know what I found out not long ago?
Mm.
That podcast, My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Yes.
That's what their live shows are. They don't record it as eps. They just have like a little fucking play that they get up.
Right.
So they read out this guy's dad's porno, but they've read it like dozens of times. So they're like, wow, that's a weird, sexy thing to write.
That's what we do during the comedy festival, I guess, to a large extent. So, if anything, I hate it because I hate that.
But we're not pretending to be surprised by our own work that we've done every night.
Plenty of comedians do.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing, you forgot again, did you, to bring that second part up?
What else? Oh, we should quickly say that we have recorded a new Bandcamp episode.
Yes.
Premium episode. That'll be going up soon. The complete or incomplete? A history of the Final Fantasy series.
Avoid any legalities.
Too long of a title, honestly, in my opinion, to call it the incomplete history.
Yeah, the history of Final Fantasy. We do a sort of a brief general overview of Square as a company and what was happening before the first one. Then we go game by game through the numbered releases of Final Fantasy.
Yep, and just in case.
A little bit of the extras, a little bit of the movies.
Just in case you're worried that we didn't do our required due diligence on any numbered entrant in the series, let me tell you this piece of information. It took us nearly 4 hours to record.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be about 3.5 hours in the edit.
Mm.
And it's very good. I had a great time recording it, and I'm having a great time editing it.
They're all available on the internet. What's the website?
Bandcamp.com.
No, but filthycasualspodcast.bandcamp.com.
I believe
filthycasualspod.bandcamp.com.
There's a permanent link on filthycasuals.com.au in the menu. It just says premium, I think.
Cool.
Yeah, but we don't really mention the Bandcamp episodes enough, we were saying. But there's, what are there, like 10 on there now or something?
At least.
More.
Yeah, there's quite a few. There's Grand Theft Auto, Uncharted, Zelda, Mario.
Sonic.
We did 10 games to play before you die.
Yes.
You specifically.
Yeah, that's a ripper. We each, I think, came to the party with 10 of our own games, and we had to argue to get our favorite games into this final consolidated top 10 games you specifically must play before you die.
Yeah.
It's a really fun app. We also did video game music.
Oh, that's right.
Which is an awesome one.
So commentaries of movies.
That's right. So if you feel like you've absolutely clapped out all the content that we do that's available to you.
Rather than get clapping on back on it like a bunch of the so-called left.
Oh, boy.
You can pay whatever you want for all of them, too.
At least
$1 or more.
At least a dollar,
Sorry, that's the caveat we always give.
Yeah.
Pay whatever you want as long as you want to pay at least $1.
Yeah. But you are not able with the website to pay less than a dollar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But if you want to pay more than a dollar,
the sky's the limit.
Yeah. Currency is in US dollars.
Yeah.
Is it? I think it's in AUD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did you say to me?
I'm pretty sure. AU. AUD. Yeah, that's funny. That's
that is good. AU and then you're pointing down.
Man, USD stands for you suck dick.
Whoa.
I only just realized that. That's why their money is so valuable.
Yes. Get them. Go off.
Wow. Now, so it's in one of those two currencies, both AED, of which definitely. Are funny. Mm. Right, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, so, far be it for me to just put a plug in here with no real relevance to anything that's going on.
Lube it up first.
Adam, you gave us a bit
this
of a...
This isn't USD over here.
You gave a little exclusive before we started recording.
Did I?
That you've started going in. On one of the numbered entrants.
Sort of. So yeah, we were talking about them, and I played like the tiniest bit of Final Fantasy XI back in the day, and don't really remember it.
Because you had a free trial, was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And let me stress, the Bandcamp is worth getting in spite of in spite of that piece of information.
And then we talked a lot about it in the round of But I'm going back in now. I set it up in a way that I can play it on the MacBook that I have.
Mm.
And I don't know. I want to play Final Fantasy XI before it's like dead.
Yes.
Because they will shut that thing down at some point. It's already fucking 17 years old, something like that.
And the console versions are shut down.
They're gone.
They? Yeah.
Yeah. You came in here with your laptop open on Sunday and you said, hey, boys, check this out. And then you spun the screen around.
There was a picture of a race car.
You minimized that. There was a picture of Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You minimized that. Imagine her in that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working towards once I've got enough gil in Final Fantasy XI.
Yes. Most of the 4 hours that I mentioned the recording took was just us waiting for you to just minimize window after window of cool things that you
That's
had.
That's a tattoo of a skull I'm getting. This is my favorite energy drink. Pussy.
Fuck yeah. But have you played much of it yet? Have you played any of it?
I've like set it up. There's another 30-day free trial.
Right.
I got in. I know that it's working. I walked around a little bit and then I came here to record this.
Yes. Right. Great.
So far.
Initial impressions.
Yeah. My review of Final Fantasy XI is that I've got the graphics set low so that it looks like a PS2 game.
Wow.
So that it won't make the MacBook run too hot because it's in like a Windows emulator.
Yep.
The login process is archaic and bad.
What's your password you're using?
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson Ford Holden. I cross both picket lines.
Yeah, yeah.
4X, Monster Energy Drink, Dirt Bike, Dirt Bike. Hello.
So there's like Ford versus Holden. What's then the Pamela Anderson equivalent?
Claudia Schiffer?
Yeah.
I guess.
Bogan's fighting over who's hotter out of Pammy and Claudia Schiffer.
Yeah. So you have to set up all
Pammy
this
and
fucking...
Holden, by the way. Pammy and Holden. That's my allegiances.
Don't remember what Claudia Schiffer looks like. Wouldn't judge her based on that even if I did.
Nice.
Who's to say I am judging it on appearance?
You.
Pammy's doing great work for, his name? Assange?
I like Claudia Schiffer because of how fast she is, and I like Fords because of their tits.
I'm Pamela and Holden too.
Yeah, nice.
These colours don't run.
It seems like it's old so far.
Interesting.
I'm using a controller because, like, I wanted it to seem like...
Okay, slow down.
We are getting some bombshells.
Well, because
here.
You would play it with, like, a mouse and keyboard on a PC often, but I wanted it to be like it was on a PS2 back in the day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, there was so much nostalgia going through all those old Final Fantasy games as well that was appealing to me. So, and it was pretty easy to set up.
Right.
And then... walked around, talked to a couple of people standing in a town. They've gone, do you want to go help these cunts in the mines? And I've been like, nah, but I've got to. That's how the game progresses. So,
were those NPCs?
Yeah.
Right.
And there are people like moving around in the world, but at this point they are mainly like spamming the chat to try and sell like gold or whatever it is.
Right.
So we'll see how it goes. I've got at least 30 days of playing it.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying your plan is you'll play a bit of this in Edinburgh. On the mobile rig personal computer system that you have with you.
That's my plan, is I've got a backup generator ready to go that I'm going to get shipped over there. Providing there's no storms, then it should reach the shores of Edinburgh in time.
But that's why you also take the little bike overseas with you so you can sit on it and power it.
Yes.
Then I'll be able to, hook it up with enough cooling. I'll be able to pipe in some cooling from outside.
Yeah.
And
we just got to make sure the guys down in the engine room are well fed. They've got to shovel that coal.
Well, fed enough. Let's put it that way.
We don't want them to be able to break out.
No.
Yeah. I also downloaded a Final Fantasy online game.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
A certain number 14.
Oh.
Okay.
That also has a free 30-day trial at the moment.
Yeah, right.
And
well, it's like fucking Crazy John's down there.
Don't you get to... I think you get to play that one up to like level 35 or something as well.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe that's what the free trial is. Yeah. But I've downloaded that. I hadn't played it before our band camp. We talked about the online ones more in a strategic sense, I guess.
As I think a lot of people's Final Fantasy experiences are, that those two online ones are pretty to the side because just the barrier to entry, both in terms of time and money of an online game, kind of the second you start having one, you don't have the other. That's the catch-22 of the capitalist system.
Well, yeah, towards the back end of that ep too, like, the Final Fantasy series is so fascinating because it's like...
It goes
sequel upon sequel upon sequel, kind of building and refining and kind of like, you know, new little story elements and character elements. And then at a certain point, someone up at head office just going, what if we all just lose our fucking minds?
It's like, you know, when you if you've ever had mushrooms in the fridge too long, that's what Final Fantasy is like, because it's just like, oh yeah, that's mushrooms. I guess I could use them whenever. Mm-hmm. Then Final Fantasy X comes along, you're like, oh, they smell a bit. And then it's like two games later, you're like, they're liquid. How did the mushrooms turn into liquid?
The last time I had mushrooms in the fridge, I got a little cold.
Is that like a penis thing?
Because I was in the fridge.
Okay. You climbed in the fridge to eat the mushrooms?
Fucking hell.
Exactly.
Harpo Vanel over here.
Then you wish he'd stay the fucking shut up quiet. Jesus Christ.
Wow. What thanks for making me not look the worst person in the past 60 seconds.
That was what I was doing.
I also watched Advent Children, which I had already seen, but I watched it again because I was... Like you, kind of thinking about Final Fantasy as a franchise, and was, you know, reminded of how much I like it.
Yeah.
And then I watched Advent Children.
Yeah, so...
And now you're like, oh, cool, I've washed that out of my system.
I might just play one of the games again.
In the ep, we talked about, spoiler alert, how terrible that film is. And then about an hour later, you'd gone home and you sent the two of us a video of your screen with it on.
Yep.
It's like, what's he doing?
I was watching Advent Children. For a bit.
Right.
It's not.
I can't, damn it. You know when you think of a joke and you're not allowed to, you can't tell it? I hate that feeling. Advent Children is what a pedophile gets before Christmas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, why can't you tell that?
Well, because I built it up to be crook.
Yeah.
And now everyone's going to think it is because I said it.
You keep going on about it as well.
Yeah, when you set it up by going like, oh, but I can't say it, it's like, oh, this is going to be some really racy stuff.
That is genuinely what most like edgy YouTube style, YouTube edgy style comedians, that type of person, we know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's genuinely what they do, I think, to make them seem edgy, is they go like, now a lot of people don't want me to talk about this.
Yeah.
A lot of people are mad at me for talking about this. Mm-hmm. But I reckon that airplane food is bad. And then someone writes an article because they buy into their fucking bullshit as much as anybody else in that dumbass audience does.
Mm-hmm. Can you please do a character of you as a YouTube comedian that just does that?
Just put your leather jacket on.
Yeah. Look at myself in the mirror for about 11 minutes in black and white.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sunglasses on stage.
Medallions on.
Yep. Vaping.
And then just get up there and be like, oh, are you seeing these automated checkouts at supermarkets? Tell you what, not as easy as just talking to a person.
Yeah. Adam Dice Knox.
The
I love
most
it.
Fucking tepid takes, but yelling it like you're going on about the Holocaust or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I like
the
that.
Idea, not the end part there.
Well, we were talking, I mentioned before, someone up at Square losing their mind at a certain point. And speaking of that phenomena.
Yes.
We've got another piece of news. The absolute madman button.
Oh, yes.
Has been smashed twice today in at Filthy Casual's headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Adam,
you
know what we're about to talk about.
Yeah, there was a new console announced, so you guys both saved up and pre-ordered Switch Lite. Is that right? You bought new consoles, I know that much, so surely it's the Switch Lite.
Do we tell him or
God,
do
he's
we
taking
just,
the wind out of our sails here.
Do we go along with it? Oh, boy. We both joined the X Club.
X Club.
Yeah.
There ain't many party people at the X Club party. Party people. I meant to say party people. Sounded cool.
Yeah, I bought an Xbox One S.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because it was very cheap.
Is this Amazon deals?
It is.
Yeah, right. You crossed the picket line.
Yes, I did.
Well, well, well. To buy an Xbox. Mm-hmm. So no one will notice because you'll be at least in the section where nobody is.
Yes. Yeah, I bought one. Mainly inspired by the glowing review of Outer Wilds that you have given.
Yeah, and, it's fucking sick.
A lot of other people now have I've been sort of reading up on, and yeah, it sounds fantastic.
That was one of my reasons too. Secondary to me, now that I think about it, just buying one because you told me you'd bought one.
I was
Now that I think of it, I'm like actually pretty disgusted in myself.
I thought that might have been why.
How easily I succumbed to peer pressure that wasn't even pressure.
No,
in
I
any
just
way.
Told you
it's
that
just
I
you going,
did.
I did this.
Yeah.
If your friend jumped off a bridge, would you do it? Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. It looks fun.
Wouldn't even think about yeah. why he did it or why I want to do it.
Oh, man, if it was Prime Day, I'd do it for sure.
But, we might be doing another Bandcamp related to the game company Rare.
Mm.
And, of course, the Rare thing is on Xbox. So
Rare Replay.
I've never played any of them in the first place, I don't think.
None of them. None of the banjos, no little bit of GoldenEye, Perfect Dark.
GoldenEye at a friend's house, but I never owned it. I never had a 64.
Oh, I guess GoldenEye isn't on there as well.
Yeah.
Well,
because of the Bond license.
So probably none of them yet. So
what's not on there? GoldenEye and the Donkey Kong games would be the ones that are on there.
Yeah. Right, which I have played. So yeah, I want to play the Rare Replay thing.
It's
all
only
of the
like $15 as well or something at the moment.
Too. Halo.
Yeah.
How are you? Gears of War games. Like there's so much stuff now built up that I have to play on.
Forza Horizon
is
great. Yeah. Three or four, go for either. Mm-hmm. Three's Australia, four's the UK. I think four's a little better personally.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're all on fucking Game Pass though. So now that you're in and there's this whole catalogue. So
it did feel good. I feel like I've been saying on and off for the last 6 months, like, kind of thinking about it. And then you sent it to me and you were just like, here's the link. I'm like, well, now that all the hard work's done, it's time for daddy to pounce and hit that purchase button.
And it's for, so we were talking about this off air, Tommy, like buying a console at the end of its generation is probably the best time to buy it if you haven't played any of the games on it.
Mm. Well, yes, sort of. Because if you, the new Xbox will be backwards compatible.
Right.
So in a year, there'll be one that costs probably $500 more.
But I also will be buying the PlayStation 5.
Right.
Yeah. So it's like, well, I get a cheap Xbox now, play that entire generation of games.
Do
and
the
then
loop
I
again.
Probably do the loop again, buy the 1-2 in 7 years.
Yeah, what did we get ours for? $280?
Yeah. $280 Australian. It's pretty reasonable.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
Does it come with like pack-in shit or anything, or is it just like
no
console and controller?
I think it's still the case that it's like a dollar or something for like 3 months of the Game Pass Ultimate thing, which is
hell yeah.
Xbox. I don't work for the fucking company. I sound like I do.
You love it.
But so here's the hidden
favorite thing.
Here's the hidden cost.
I saw you holding hands with it the other day.
I was
giving a little smooch.
Dude, if I could, I would make that thing come to life, dump my girlfriend, and change.
I would
for
just
the Xbox.
End of the sentence
and
come.
No, I like your girlfriend, but I would love to see that scenario play.
Yeah.
You with just dating an Xbox on legs.
I like his girlfriend. That's why I want to see that come to pass. She needs to be set free.
Yeah.
She deserves better, and so does the Xbox.
Fair enough. Well, yeah, Xbox Live you have to pay for, same as PlayStation Plus.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And then the Game Pass is more on top of that. So it ends up being like $15 a month or something like that.
That's
if you
cool.
want both of them.
Yeah.
But you get a lot of shit for that.
Yeah, it sounds like the Game Pass, especially, obviously, it's like incredible value.
Damn, I'm looking forward to hearing about games I knew about years ago. Mm. I guess this is how it feels to be a music cunt.
I reckon I'm going to buy Ratatouille in 4K.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's true. It is like a 4K media player too.
Yeah, that appeals to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've never had opportunity to use that because my TV, old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've never had a 4K disc to play on my TV.
Well, this is exciting.
Mm.
So yours, Ben, I think by the when we're in Sydney.
Yes.
I will have whipped mine out of the box.
Yeah.
I'll have christened it.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, you go up the day before me.
Yes. So I'm getting it early next week.
Yeah.
Probably not before. I wouldn't have had a chance to play anything on it before we record next.
Right.
So it's going to be a whole 3 weeks before.
I'll get to really wild out when we're up there in Sydney, just rubbing your nose in it, going,
that
day I spent with it yesterday. So good.
Jump into Outer Wilds first.
I reckon I will. Yeah.
Is it digital only or is it? Can I get
yes,
by it at
I think
the
it's
shop?
Digital only.
Right.
Oh, I know what I'm doing first thing.
Okay,
plugging it in.
After you jack your little dick.
Oh, I haven't thought that far ahead.
Oh, right, okay.
I haven't thought beyond that, I mean to say.
You're going to hate the menu, like the sort of system menu thing.
Right.
You're not going to like that.
Okay.
I think you'll like the controller. It's great, in
yeah.
my opinion.
This counselling session that we're getting.
I just want to let you know.
I do love it.
This must be so annoying to listen to anyone who owns an Xbox.
You're going to end up seeing that there will be some dilation as things start to come out.
That's also, normal. Anyone who does have an Xbox no longer listens to this show. I can tell you that much.
I don't. Yeah, true. it's nice to not feel like I'm the only Xbox cunt around here.
So all three of us have all three main consoles.
We're professional games journalists.
Finally.
Yeah.
Don't have a gaming PC, as many people point out, really. Yeah. I kind of do, but I don't use it for that. Because
I feel like that's
it's a little old now.
Separate, though.
Well,
it's kind of in a different realm a little bit.
It gets weird and in a way that I kind of appreciate, but also I don't want to have to deal with like a broken hard drive, and you just don't tend to with consoles.
Yeah, that's the actual reason that I went away from PC gaming. It's too many things just bust. Drivers fail. You got to reinstall shit. It's just I didn't want to deal with that anymore.
PC gaming. About bust, we're talking Pamela Anderson again. Let me tell you one thing, though, with the PC shit. Mm-hmm. This is some news that I've got here.
Oh.
It's gone mad.
Yeah. No, there's a website called G2A.com. Mm-hmm. This is like a PC. It sells PC like Steam keys and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading an article about how they're all crime all the time. So like this website is getting it's and they're being fucked about it. So I'll give you this. There's a bunch of websites like this.
Yeah, yeah.
But they are sort of the biggest one, and they've for whatever reason sort of come under scrutiny lately because I think accounts are getting banned on Steam if you use their keys or something like that.
Mm.
And they've
you'd imagine when there's introduction of a new e-store as well, like the Epic Store.
Sure.
There's probably a bit more scrutiny on the third party quote unquote ones.
Yeah. So whatever's happening with them, and there are lots of legitimate resellers and whatever, but whatever's happening to make them in the spotlight at the moment, they've sort of become under fire for their practices, which pretty much amount to someone will steal a credit card, someone will buy a whole bunch of video games with that credit card, they will sell all of those keys to G2A for cheap.
Right.
G2A will then sell those keys. They'll get activated before the credit card fraud stuff is dealt with.
Ooh.
So then the game is already linked up. It's all good.
Yep.
They give all the money back to the credit card person, the bank or whatever, and then basically Steam and the publisher of the game take that loss.
Right.
So
right.
G2A like will sell a key for $10 or whatever, usually more, I think.
Right.
And not see any loss when that credit card thing has to come through. And they do that loop again and again. That's how they sell cheap games compared to like regular Steam prices.
Yeah, right, of course. Because it's stolen. It's literally, it costs...
It's black market.
Zero or, you know, like 5 cents or something. Like they just pay as little as possible to the thief.
Exactly. The thief will get like $10 per game and then they'll sell it for 30 or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever way it works.
Yeah, yeah.
So they were getting a bunch of scrutiny and shit for that. And then they put out like this wild press release thing that they sent out to a bunch of people. That this is the bit that makes it. Let me look it up. Because
I love a wild press release.
And it's like
for fucking immediate wild release.
This cunt's gone mad.
Here's the Kotaku article. I'll just read you the headline.
Kotaku.
Yes.
Yep. Yes.
I'll read it just verbatim here. Shady market G2A offers to pay journalists to run pre-written article defending them.
Sick.
Oh, yes.
So absolutely sick.
These websites start reporting on them being shitty and being shady, and they're like, you know, those websites that are trying to call us out will respond to.
Mm.
If we get shadier.
Yes.
Yeah. And how did they not think that? So Kotaku have clearly gone, fuck this. Here's an article about how you tried to do this.
So here's an article with a whole bunch of like quotes out of it, da-da-da-da-da. So it was new controversies because there was like...
Can we take this money from them? Can we hit them up and go, we'll run it on filthycasuals.com.au?
Yes.
We'll advocate for you. We'll do it.
You know what? We now have some automated ads put into this show, and sometimes they're of a less than
desirable,
lower quality than I would like.
Yes.
And we have sent some emails back and forth about that.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Not a huge difference.
Someone's
sometimes
hacked our show and put shitty ads yeah into it.
Let me just make a note of where we're at in the recording, because this is where the ad break is going. Okay.
Great. Perfect.
So, yeah, they were like buying up Google ad space is why G2A mm-hmm came up. So, if you typed in buy Outer Wilds or whatever, mm, a G2A link might come
yep
up.
Yep,
and
yep
then developers were saying, like, if you're going to do that, don't even pay, just pirate it. Don't pay them.
Wow.
Because they're fucking us harder than piracy.
And they're part of a criminal organization.
Yeah.
Like, literally, that's, yeah.
Yeah. So, so are pirates, I guess. In
are
a way.
They? Yeah.
So, da-da-da-da-da.
Pirate, it is illegal. So
G2A said last week that it'll work with an independent auditor to look at its own store and those of other developers. Depending on the outcome of this process, the company said it'll pay developers 10 times the money they lost on chargebacks after their illegally obtained keys were sold on G2A. So that sort of wild claim, just instead of making it look like, wow, they must be so sure that they're right, makes them look like, oh, they're fuckheads.
Yes.
They don't give a shit about this at all.
Yeah.
So blah, blah, blah. They were saying to a bunch of companies like, hey, yeah, please run a bit of propaganda about
incredible
us.
Incredible.
We'll give you some money. So fucking dumb.
Mm.
I love it. I'm actually into it.
It's a hilarious story.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
So for those reasons and more, that's why you're going to purchase a gaming PC?
Yeah. Specifically.
From G2A. Yeah. They don't sell them, but you're going to organize it.
I'm going to break into someone's house and steal their gaming PC.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm going to buy it from G2A.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you're going to independently audit someone else's house.
Yeah. I will give Kotaku money if they send me a PC. I guess that's a shop. Anyway.
They don't sell them.
No. I thought that was kind of funny.
That's a
great
story.
Well, it sounds like a lot of developers are getting completely fucked in the ass by mm-hmm G2A.
Yep.
Not unlike the ass fucking that we received 1 week ago.
Oh,
boys,
yes,
cast your minds back. We
yes
just recorded another classic edition of this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Not 2 hours later,
yeah,
a little tweet goes up that I don't think I've ever been tagged in something so quickly.
One of the wildest press releases I've ever seen. And it's been a week for them. A little Japanese company,
mm-hmm,
the other N-word.
They used to make card games.
Yes, a very
now
long time ago.
Too preoccupied these days.
The Nintendo Switch Lite got announced.
No.
We've already
no
said it earlier. It is that.
I've got more hinting to do.
No, we don't need to him. We've already brought it up.
Adam, look at the timer and look at the amount of things left on the list. Okay?
It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I've got a good 40 minutes on the messenger.
Yeah, so Nintendo announced the long rumored, I guess, Nintendo mm-hmm Switch Lite with just a little video that they chucked up kind of out of nowhere with no like, oh, we're going to announce something tomorrow. Just video went up.
That's Nintendo shit these days.
Mm.
Video went up. Literally, I worked out later. I was sitting there having dinner with a friend and he was talking about wanting to get a Switch. He doesn't really play games. He hasn't owned a console in ages. Mm. He was like, yeah, I was thinking about getting a Switch. He's like, but you'd know about this. If I get one now, I'm not going to get fucked and then they'll bring out like a new one, mm-hmm, you know, in a couple of months. And I'm like, honestly, like, no, I think you're fine to get one now. Like they might, there's rumors that they'll bring out like a, you know, a mini one and a pro one. That's been talked about a bit, but I don't see those things coming out for like quite a long time, if indeed they are true.
I'm so confident you should buy one online right now at dinner. What's that? I've just got to go to the toilet and then you jump out the window and run
but
away.
But literally, as I was saying this, I then look at my phone and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's insane.
It's just gone up.
But at least it's like a just worse version.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty
yes,
much across
yeah
the board.
It's not a better version. You're not getting ripped off by yes.
No.
Yeah.
So like there's two kind of main things. Like there's this, and then I think the pro rumors might be the fact that like starting next year, the manufacturing of the Switch, they'll have slightly better processors and like a slightly better something else and something else.
Sure.
Just in the way that consoles do, the hardware sort of gets better over time just because of what's the cheapest thing to buy.
Yep.
So that might be the pro thing. But yeah, the mini thing is true.
It's real.
Slightly smaller. Joy-Con don't detach.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, there's no HD rumble or any of the motion aiming stuff.
Yeah.
D-pad on it.
Proper D-pad. Yes. You can still pair other existing Joy-Con or I guess Pro Controller to it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Mm-hmm.
But Yeah, those are the main
it,
things.
Like on that little screen though, because it will not plug into a TV.
It won't plug into
there's
a TV.
There's no way. There's no output. There's no, like, when it's in handheld mode now, you can plug in a USB-C cable and, you know, whatever. Yeah. There's no, there's none of that.
If you hollow out a TV, replace the screen with a magnifying glass and then put the Switch at the right spot.
Like the old Game Boy one.
Exactly. Yeah. Then you can, put a blanket over it and yourself and play it that way.
Yeah.
But I do wonder if some company will find a way to make a third-party little dock for it, attachment for it.
Maybe. Oh. I mean, surely they've done that with 3DSs and Vitas and stuff like that. They never played.
So it wouldn't be up. It would look shitty, but
right.
Yeah,
that's a really good point actually, because it does actually run different docked the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
The output of the resolution is different when it's docked.
Yeah. So it would be just be doing the undocked resolution on the screen.
Yeah.
And it's, it's a smaller screen with the same resolution as the regular Switch. So it'll look a little sharper, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If your eyes are good.
$299 Australian, I think.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
So it's
more expensive than an Xbox One S.
That's pretty crazy. Obviously, it's coming out for like Pokemon and shit like that. Like they are trying to get this out. Same as the 2DS. It's like, here's a rugged one if you've got kids.
Well, it's a turquoise color that some like a lot of the 3DSs were. It's yellow for Pokemon.
Right.
And there's a grey one.
Yeah. Mm. The grey one looks kind of shitty. Not happy with those colours.
Yeah. Yes.
Bring back that GameCube purple.
Yeah.
That burnt orange.
Yeah. Or even the lighter grey of like a Game Boy or something like that.
Yeah. They'll do like a retro something anniversary of the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Isn't it the fucking 30th anniversary of the Game Boy this year? 89? Is that right?
Ooh.
It's the 30th anniversary of me this year.
Yeah. Did you come out with the Game Boy?
Yeah, I think so. I came out already gaming.
You are the Game Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's I don't know what I was going to say there. I completely lost my train of thought.
Fuck,
boring.
Yeah.
It's boring.
It is boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, funnily enough, like I saw that message and then I described it, that tweet, I described it to my friend and he went, "That's the one I'll get."
Yeah.
He's like, I never play stuff on the TV anyway. Even years ago when I did have a console, if it's like a little cheaper, I'm only ever going to use it handheld. I may as well just get that.
It's the same as like they put out those, like, this is ages ago now, but like the iPhone 5Cs, I think they were, and they had the plastic back. They're a little cheaper. They're a little sturdier. And a lot of people went, oh, finally.
Yeah.
And it was never appealing to me. Because it's not what I'm looking at or looking for. I can look at them.
You can look at them whenever you want.
But
you are not looking at them right now. So
And I never will again.
Wow.
But I can see that there's a market that loved the 2DS and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, and loved a Game Boy.
The main market is kids. Like,
sure.
It's less breakable. It's less fiddly. It's slightly smaller. Mm. It's perfect for kids and it's perfect for people who don't want to own a console.
And it's kind of like, I guess, renewed interest in the console as a whole because it gets people talking about it again. And you're absolutely right. Like, I think it's all geared towards Pokemon and just them going like, this game's going to be huge. We just want to make it as easy. Like, if that's the thing that is holding some people off, let's get one out. Like, I think it's almost them looking at it being a budget option more than anything else.
Yeah, yeah.
Which they're not cheap enough to be a budget
option. It's not budget, it's a cheaper option.
Cheaper,
But by like, because the Switch is often like just over $350 here on sales.
Mm.
For $50, fucking don't bother.
Yeah, but I've already seen with the Switch Lite that it's, I think if you were pre-ordering it today on Prime Day, our best mate, on Prime.
Heard of it.
You get it for $280. So, I mean, that's recommended retail price $299. Like it'll drop by the holiday by like Christmas time and stuff. You'd be able to get it down a bit further than that.
Why is Prime Day not the 7th of July?
Yeah,
that's
a
prime number.
Yeah, it's Prime Day is the 16th and 17th, and neither of them are prime numbers. It's very stupid.
That's fucking dumb as hell.
It's moronic.
Why would they have done that?
I don't know.
I'm that like I know Amazon, you know, underpay their workers and put them in terrible conditions. I've only just now gotten angry at them. They don't pay any tax globally.
Yeah.
Fucking put it on the 7th of the or the 3rd of March.
Yeah.
Go nuts, but fuck off. Sorry.
You know, the church doesn't pay tax either.
And you love that.
Yeah. Yeah. You fucking hypocrite.
there's not heaps to say about, like, there's been a couple of people in our group kind of go, oh, yeah, I'll get one of these. The people that are like going, I'm going to get rid of my current Switch and get this instead, that's wild to
me. It's insane.
But if you're all handheld all the time and this one is sturdier, I can see that. If it was easy to have two Switches on the go at once, cloud saves between them, which allowed to play on both.
You can, can't you?
I don't know if you can have your actual profile set up on two at once. There are cloud saves for if you lose your Switch and need to download them later.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was the point.
I don't think you can go between two.
Right.
And so even if you could do that, I would be more willing to consider, like, fuck, maybe I need a second Switch. And then I would realize that the word need there is insane.
So dumb.
And you get it anyway.
But yeah, probably. If they brought out that GameCube Purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I think will be the annoying thing about this is that I wish they would bring out more. I would love to be able to, like, customize mine more with more varied Joy-Con colors.
Yeah.
If they think some, like, cool $100 a pop, though, like,
sure, just even have, like, it's weird to me that they haven't done more colors.
Yeah.
Do like a retro Famicom themed one or whatever it is.
Yeah.
But the annoying thing is I reckon that the Switch Lite will be the one where they start to, like, do more and more weird special editions of it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I can see that being the thing that tempts me.
Mm.
In as completely pointless of a purchase as it is.
Because then it's like you'll want to play your Switch on your TV, so you'll keep your Switch.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't think you'll be able to have two profiles on the go at the same time.
Yeah.
So you'll have to buy them on whichever one you want them on forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which fucking sucks.
That's absurd. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I'm not doing it.
No, like if anyone's already got a Switch, this isn't an upgrade.
No, not at all. It's insane. Like
separate fork.
I rarely play mine in handheld mode, but when I do, it's fine. Like I'm not dropping it. Like
the Joy-Con on the right slides out a little more easily for me now.
Mm.
The D-pad on the left one is fucking terrible. Having all the separate buttons, I really hate it.
That is annoying. That's the other thing. I wish they would bring out a left Joy-Con that's just got that
There's
on it.
There's a whole bunch of shit like that that it's weird that they're not across.
But I think when I play mine in handheld mode, it's already like a sacrifice or a compromise to me.
Sure.
It's like, well, those little things are no more annoying than the fact that the screen's smaller and I'm holding it.
So yeah, good point.
Yeah.
But Switch Lite.
Sounds all right.
Light Switch.
Not my review.
Why didn't they call it the Light Nintendo Light Switch?
Mm.
It's as easy as turning on a Nintendo Light Switch.
Oh, why is it even called a Switch now? Because what's it switching between? It's just a handheld gaming
machine. That is a good point.
Machine.
Why is it called the Xbox? Because
when your ex sees it.
Still currently a box. Yeah, she turns 360 degrees and walks away.
Yeah.
It is classic them where they love to muddy the waters like they ended up doing with the 3DS and the 3DS XL and then the new 3DS and then the 2DS.
Yeah.
Like already like they're going, it'll be able to play the full library of Switch games except for a couple. You can't really play in handheld mode. It's like, no, you mean I can't play 1-2 Switch easily on the go? Like, but even so, it's like the fact that there's now a bit of a caveat of like these 4 or 5 games that kind of aren't going to it's like, this sucks. Yeah.
And then the thing of like, it doesn't have HD rumble, the infrared thing, the aiming, a few other things. And it's a whole $50 cheaper, as you said. It's like, it's probably not cheaper enough.
Yeah.
No, I agree with that. Another little bit of news.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
You guys will know this series, Gears 5.
Yep.
One of your favorite Xbox franchises.
Mm-hmm. It absolutely is in the top 5.
There's no question there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's jostling for the top spot with several others.
Oh, that kind of hurts us now, though. We can't really make those jokes anymore as devout Xbox fans of about 8 hours ago.
Yes. Yeah.
I can smell your guys' Xbox links from over here. So I still haven't been able to find any of that to review on the show.
No, neither.
They brought out Xbox body spray and...
I can tell.
Body... I smell great. I have coconut shit in my hair right now.
Really?
Wait, not coconut. Dog. Dog shit.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. You can't just like grab a handful of granulated coconut and throw it on your head.
I mean, a coconut fell on my head on the way here. In Gears of War 5, or Gears 5, it's not Gears of War anymore.
Yes.
There was like a story that went around saying there's no depictions of smoking in it anymore. They've taken all of them out. Gears, not in my memory, a particularly smoke-heavy series anyway.
Right.
Like, they weren't chomping on fucking cigars all the time.
Mm. Despite it seeming like that's the attitude they have.
They have that attitude.
Yeah.
And fucking, what's his name, has that voice. John Futurama.
Grisham?
No.
Oh,
Grisham?
Joe DiMaggio.
John DiMaggio.
Yeah. Marilyn Monroe's.
He's got the fucking, you know, get out of here, guys.
Right.
Voice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so story went around that they've taken all depictions smoking out of five, and then it was like tacked on to that, that it's like in association with some anti-smoking group,
mm-hmm.
which it is. But people started going, ah, censorship, fucking, blah, oh, censorship, put it back in, you're ruining video games, bloody SJWs.
Mm.
That stands for smoking.
Just won't.
Well done.
Yep.
I was trying to think of smoking joke. Will like, I couldn't do it. So thank you.
You're most welcome.
And anyway, then the fucking, I think, director of the game,
yeah,
Rod Ferguson, came forward and he was like, nah, it's not censorship. No one told us to do this. Some friends of mine died of lung cancer, if you have to know, and I didn't think it was cool to put it in there.
Right. Doing it in association with an anti-smoking body is probably because he wants to promote quitting smoking.
Exactly.
What a move from him.
This
there's nothing anyone can say back to that, although I bet they did.
Yeah, God.
So also remember how like Randy Pitchford was like saying fuck you to Game Informer on Twitter?
Yes.
This is how to correctly do it. Game Informer tweeted out a thing about, you know, the kind of fake version of the story.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, to be fair, this isn't entirely accurate, referring to that it was taken out because of pressure.
Yeah.
I've been against smoking from the beginning and have worked hard to not make it a part of our franchise. Ever noticed that the Dizzy concept art for Gears 2 has a cigarette, but the actual character in the game doesn't? I stopped it. And then he, you know, expanded on it later on.
Right, right.
So it's another example of the lesson that people need to learn again and again. Smoking is cool.
Yes.
And if you take it out of a game, it's just a lamer game.
Yes.
No.
If anyone saw us after our live show in Melbourne, they weren't cigarettes.
They.
Do you guys want to chomp on some fat cigars after our show in Sydney on Sunday?
I would.
We just go straight out the venue and just light them up.
I want to do some concept art of us doing that, but by the time we actually get there, we don't do it. No, like, smoking fucking sucks, A.
Yes.
But then B, if fucking something comes out and it's not always censorship, sometimes people want to do
it. And even if it's censorship, sometimes that's not bad either.
Yeah, sometimes censorship is fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for example, this. Feep. You. People. I tried to get a F sound and then a beep sound.
Mm.
Do you reckon it worked?
Yeah,
it sounded like said feep.
It sounded like you said feep, but it also sounded like it could have been real.
It was real.
If you hadn't put the suggestion of the idea of you saying feep into my head, I don't know that I would have gone there straight away.
Right.
It's because we were talking about friends earlier. Honestly, it felt like I was saying Phoebs.
Oh yeah, classic.
That's all.
We're talking about friends earlier, and we're talking to friends now.
You played
your colleagues.
What was it,
Adam? Your colleagues.
That's fine with me.
I played a game.
Good for you. See
me
you next
too.
Week, everyone.
All right, see you guys.
I've also played a game. Which of us wants to go first?
Mine, because I've only played a little bit of it.
Okay.
It's a fantastic indie game called The Messenger.
You like it?
I like it a lot.
Wow.
It's really, really fun. So I'm playing it on the Switch, but I'm pretty sure it's on a bunch of platforms.
Yep.
It is a sort of 16-bit style 2D Ninja Gaiden sort of platform combat, some puzzle, boss fights, sort of like, very old school kind of game. It is really fun.
Yeah.
It's really well done. It's sort of has that balance of being easy to come to grips with the basic controls, but very, very difficult in parts. It's got a sense of humor about it, a little meta, which I don't always love, but it's sort of like, you know, like, oh, now this is the part where I get the new, you know, tool. Okay. And I guess I'm probably going to have to use that in the next little bit, like that.
Right,
kind of
right,
thing.
Right.
But
this
it does
is
it
a part of the Ben review where he says something he doesn't like about the game, but then the next bit, he goes back on it a little.
I don't know how to respond to that.
The little guy that follows you when you die
yes.
and collects all the coins.
The little demon
up.
Boy.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he's fun. I don't think I've ever really gotten into a game of this type.
Yeah, like
I never played this kind of game back
Funnily
in the day.
Funnily enough, I was playing Switch the whenever it was, last night or the night before, and you know how it pops up when someone, mm-hmm. a friend is online, and it shows you what they're playing. Mm-hmm. And I was very interested to see that you were playing The Messenger, because I was like, seems to me like the sort of thing that Ben would hate.
Yeah, well, I just don't play these games a lot. I just avoid them full stop. Mm. And I didn't, like, I played Metroid for, I think, an old bonus episode we did, but I didn't play it originally back in the day.
And Super Metroid is one of the best of these type of games. So, but this isn't quite a Metroidvania, right?
Yeah, it's not. No. I don't think it is at all. It's just a straight platformer.
Yeah. But the aesthetic's cool. The enemies are fun. Like the fact that it's like, all these demons come and there's like this special warrior guy and he gives you this scroll you have to deliver as some sort of like postman.
Mm.
And that just being a very sort of thin but tropey and fun plot device.
Yeah.
I like. I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah, it is good. I liked it when I was playing it. I can't really remember why I fell off with it.
There's not heaps to it, I guess, really. It's just like, you climb walls and you hit bad guys and there's a boss and you figure out his thing and you do that over and over again.
But I did do a boss fight that I really, really enjoyed.
The Leaf Man?
I guess it would have been the Leaf Man.
Yeah, I liked that. The music's really cool.
Music's great.
It's just fully leans into like late 80s, early 90s style.
Yeah. Even down to the fact of like, how cool would it be to be a ninja?
Yeah, totally.
Like the lamest, like, totally 90s kind of fantasy.
Yeah.
But I think I am ninja, he is ninja. Remember that fucking thing?
No.
That was mid-2000s.
But I wasn't born yet.
So. It was like one of the first video podcasts. It was a podcast, but it was a video podcast.
Oh, really?
It was called Ask a Ninja. There was a guy dressed like a ninja and you'd send him questions and he'd go like, well, as a ninja, I can't be seen. And he had like this really weird voice that he'd do. And yeah.
It sounds bad.
Yes.
I reckon if you went back to it, terrible. Yeah. But in my memory of it, it was funny at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You loved it. Did you ever write it? You wrote in, didn't you?
You wrote it.
Yeah. There was also a comic strip that was popular called White Ninja. It was a little ninja who'd get himself into situations.
Okay.
Mm.
White Ninja, our friend Dave Callan. Hi,
very
Dave.
Good. Very, very good.
As someone who's not into that sort of 80s, 90s throwback aesthetic and has never played a game like this really before, I like it a lot. So if you like those things, you probably love it.
What made you go in on it? Because I think last week they just released the DLC for it.
It might have been that.
Yeah.
It might have been, I saw that and I was like, what is that? And then the base game is relatively cheap.
Yeah.
On the Switch eStore. I just hadn't played something new in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to pick it up and play something sort of like low stakes.
Yeah.
Because I've still been playing Judgment and it's fucking awesome and I love it.
Right.
So Judgment's great. It's ongoing. I'm like 7 or 8 hours in now. And
great.
I highly recommend it. If you want to have played all the good games this year, you got to put Judgment on your list.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah.
I should put more time into Messenger now that I think of it. I played during the week Dragon Quest Builders 2.
Yeah.
Probably, in my top 5 of most anticipated games of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I loved the first one. And I love this one.
Whoa.
It's a great sequel in every way, in the fact that it just builds on everything that was there in the first one. A bunch of kind of quality of life improvements to it. Like you can sprint in this. You can get around a bit faster than you could.
You get the use of your spine back. Really improves the quality.
Absolutely.
You have like unlimited storage space in your bag. Like in the first one, you had to manage like storing items in chests that you'd build and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This one you just have like a bottomless bag.
Imagine having a bottomless bag.
Dude.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
That one.
Felix the cat.
Mm. She still had to work as a nanny. So it wasn't even that.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
It's differs kind of a bit in the setup of it. The setup of the first one is like you're this guy that just appears that's like...
Well, you're like the guy from the first game, right? But if you'd have like picked the bad option at the end of the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I did play the start of Dragon Quest Builders, the first one, and I do remember that.
You can build and no one else in the world can.
Yes.
And everyone's like, fuck me, Dad, what's this guy doing?
Yeah, he's putting things on other things.
Yeah. This one is a bit more of an involved kind of story to it. The beginning, you kind of... People are a bit more aware of the existence of builders, people who can build. The start is like you're on this island and there's this kind of evil cult that are all like, everyone you meet on the island is like, no, they've all told us that builders are bad and evil. And you kind of, you find this little farm and you gradually are like teaching people in the village like how to farm and how to build. And that's kind of the big difference, is that there's a bit more kind of like resource management in this one.
Okay.
So the first island that you're on, the big mission is like you have to just grow heaps and heaps of crops. So the more things that you do for people in the village, you get these points that like levels up the village,
yeah.
Which then means that they work more effectively, they can get more done, they can harvest more crops.
Because in the first one, they can like kind of cook and they can do a couple of little bits if you like leave the right items in the chests.
Yeah.
They could like make you some sort of stuff, like you go home and there'd be potions for you or whatever. Right.
Yeah. But it's relatively ineffective. This yeah. one, there's way more of an emphasis useless, yeah. on like, yeah. So like if you build a field, you can't then plant anything in the field until the people have come in and tilled the soil.
Right.
And then once you've planted seeds in there, they get they grow by the villagers going and getting water and like watering them for you. Right. So that kind of it's yeah. And the other big thing from the first one, not that I'm up to this point yet, but in the first one you would finish an area and then go to a new area and it would completely reset. You would lose everything. Mm-hmm. You'd lose all your items. You could go and visit your old town and just kind of still fuck around in
but
that
area.
They were
area. Like separate chapters.
They were like separate chapters. Right. This from everything I've read is like more ongoing. Like you keep everything, and so it's like you have a little companion that follows you around for the whole game in this one as well, which is kind of a cool little point of difference. Mm. Like, yeah, the little story and all the characters and everything are great. It's very charming. The thing that I didn't like about the first one that I thought and maybe hoped they would improve a little bit was the combat,
mm-hmm.
which is still not great.
It's bad in the first one because yeah. it's like, it's sort of important where you stand and it's kind of important like your reaction time and stuff, but the movement in that game is not built.
It doesn't lend itself to it.
Yeah, so
I don't think it's ever becomes a problem in the way that you are going to like die again and again because of it.
Right.
It's just quite inelegant in a way that's just a bit like, it doesn't super suck when you get up to those bits. It's just like, oh, it's a shame that they didn't kind of work out a way to make this a bit better or just kind of scale these bits back a bit more.
Right.
But that's really, that's same with the first one. That's really the only thing that I don't care for too much about it.
Cool.
Yeah, I think it's great. Mm. If you didn't go in on the first one, I think this is a great point to just jump in on. Like there's nothing really lost by not. And in fact, the quality of life sort of stuff does make it like, if anything, probably a better place to start with.
And they're relatively similar, hey, so that you're not like, it's not like, you might even get burned out going 1 through to 2.
I reckon you would. Mm, yeah.
Right.
I definitely reckon you would. But yeah, it's so great. And just the all the character design and the enemy design, which is a lot of which is carried over from the Dragon Quest main series,
mm-hmm.
all of the designs of which are done by the great man Akira Toriyama from Dragon Ball. What a career.
Yeah.
Does one of the biggest manga series of all time, and then now his job is just, hey, we're making a new one of these.
Mm.
Can you draw a worm for us?
Get those blue blobby guys back.
Yeah, big time. So yeah, I'm loving it so far.
Nice.
Heavy game of the year contender for me already.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just like I talked about this with the first one, when Stardew Valley came out on the Switch and I got that, and it never quite resonated with me.
Mm.
And I think with a lot of those kinds of games where it's similar kind of thing, it's just down to which coat of paint you like on it.
Yeah.
And this is the coat of paint that I really enjoy. And just settling into that, it really is one at the moment that I'm finding really easy to sit down and do, have every intention of just playing for a little bit and then end up sucked into it because it's it's like, oh, now I've built this house. Cool. I've done that. I'll go to bed.
Right.
And it's like, oh, hang on, that person over there wants me to do something. I wonder what that's going to be.
Yeah.
It's like, and once you get all the rhythms of the crops are kind of like taking care of themselves, this person over here is doing this. Okay, now I've got to go out and find the seeds and then I can get it all humming a little. It becomes incredibly addictive once you get into that loop. The only thing about it is that it does take a little bit to get going. It really does gate you at the start. There's kind of a lot of like chunks of text of like all the stuff that it's setting up that you kind of have to wade through. But once it's kind of letting you go, it's so satisfying.
Nice. Cool.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap it up so I can play more of this fucking game that is going to very quickly ruin my life.
Yes.
Guys, that'll do us for another week. Thank you for listening to Filthy Casuals. Once again, come see us in Sydney. Keep an eye out for the Bandcamp Premium episode about Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
Filthycasuals.com.au is where you can find the links to our social media, everything that we've talked about, including the Patreon, where you can chip in and support the show and get a bonus episode every week.
Yes, which we're about to record.
Prattle on about other shit.
Yes.
Thanks for listening once again. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
see you later. I was trying to think of something about a Nintendo Lite thing. I couldn't do it.
No,
Nintendo Switch Lite has less fat than... Who gives a fuck?
You could have done the click, but like a light version. So sort of a soft version of the click. Yeah, there you go.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.